Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Vimeo has severely discriminated against Christians by taking down hundreds of their videos. It is one of the world's largest video sharing sites. Vimeo is second only to YouTube. This is like our report in February, if you recall, when Airbnb canceled the accounts of countless Christians, including famed publisher Marvin Alasky, and yours truly. They also canceled my own Airbnb account. Now, Airbnb is like the Uber of hotels. Just like you don't have to call a taxi anymore to get across town, you just call Uber. Well, Airbnb already has about 100 million users, and they make it so that usually you don't have to stay in a hotel. If you don't want to, you can often get better accommodations and for less money, staying in a spare bedroom in someone's private home. I've used them quite a bit in the U.S. and over in England. And because many of us Christians would not affirm the homosexual lifestyle, Airbnb actually put up a screen when you went to use the service and you had to click that you affirm the homosexual lifestyle. And those of us who would not do that, they automatically canceled our accounts. Well, now Vimeo has removed 850 Christian videos, many of them fabulous. In fact, 2 years ago, we interviewed David Kyle Foster about his amazing video, Such Were Some of You, regarding homosexuality and the freedom through Jesus Christ that has liberated so many. So now we welcome back of Vimeo blacklist fame, David Foster. Dr. Foster, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
It's good to be with you.
Well, thank you. If you could, Dr. Foster, could you share with us, I learned about this from your article on LifeSite News, but could you share with us what happened and why were there so many videos on Vimeo? This is an association of Christian organizations, is that right?
Well, we've had a TV show for the last 10 years called Pure Passion. And we, about almost 9 years ago, we began uploading the episodes to Vimeo because it was the best high-end platform for video. And a lot of people can find you there. We were on there for almost 9 years until last December when I got an email saying that our videos, some of our videos were harassing, inciting hatred and demeaning to homosexuals. And I emailed them back and I said, you've got the wrong people because we've been nothing but loving and gracious towards homosexuals.
David, David, your email to them, it was so fabulously written. And I want to thank you for that. Even in that, after they had taken this action against you, really against you as a Christian with a biblical worldview, you did such a fabulous job of laying out to them the case for why they are hurting those who they claim to be acting on behalf of. But yet, of course, they continued in their decision.
Yes. And so after my defended ourselves, they exonerated us and said they weren't going to take down our videos. And then about a month and a half ago, I got an email again saying they're going to take down our videos within 1 week unless we remove the offending ones. And I said, well, what offending ones? And they sent me three links to three of our videos. They said were demeaning and hateful and offensive. And once again, I defended us as, you know, not doing that at all. We were doing just the opposite. In fact, our position has always been that it is the grace of God that teaches us to say no to ungodliness, that it is the love of Christ that compels us. And so what they were charging us with was pure fiction, But I soon realized that this was, they were just creating an excuse to get rid of us. There was no basis, in fact, to their claims against us. Mm-hmm. They just didn't want our videos shown. And so they said they objected to the idea that God could transform the homosexual. And they objected to the idea that overcoming homosexuality through the blood of Jesus Christ was possible. And that they objected to the idea that the Word of God could empower someone to overcome homosexuality. So I began to realize this is not really an attack necessarily on our position on the healing of the homosexual. This is an attack on the gospel itself.
Yes.
They don't want it suggested that God can heal people and that there's any sexual brokenness at all among homosexuals.
Well, the existence of God today is not something on a college campus that they would ask you to prove, but when you offer the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he, as he proclaimed, that he is the only way to salvation, they say, what right do you have to say that? It used to be, yeah, even when I started 25 years ago on the air, we'd go to high school and college campuses, and they would say, prove that. Today, they literally will say, what right do you have to say that? And the effort is to shut you down. And so yes, God's existence, that there's such a thing as absolute right and wrong, morality, that it's even possible to commit a sexual sin, all these things are offensive to the culture if you bring them up.
Yeah, I predict within a year or two, all of the liberal major platforms, Google, Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo, they're all going to remove any Christian that suggests that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. Mm. That's going to be the next step.
Well, that absolutely could be, because isn't it discriminatory to say that there's no salvation in Hinduism or Islam or Buddhism? Of course it's discriminatory, yet it's true.
And so, it's also free speech.
Yeah, it's our God-given free speech that to the left has no meaning.
Yeah.
So was it only your organization that had videos taken down?
No, they took down all the videos from Restored Hope Network, which is a network of ministries to homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
They took down all the videos from NARTH, which is a secular organization that treats homosexuals who want treatment. So this is, I think we got too big. We had 850 videos. They were having a great impact. We had over 3 million views of our videos.
Wow,
on Vimeo alone.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and so I think we were just getting too popular for them to be able to stand our presence.
Well, on our primary webpage regarding homosexuality, it's kgov.com/homosexuality, we have embedded your video, an award-winning video, Such Were Some of You. Thank you for producing that. I know you've produced one since. Isn't that true?
We've also produced one called How Do You Like Me Now?
Yes, I have not seen that yet.
Specifically for family and friends of homosexuals, what do they do when they hear the news? Mm. So it's another documentary intended to equip the church for ministering to homosexual loved ones. And then in just a few months, in June of this year, we're going to be releasing a video, a documentary on transgender. And that's going to open up Pandora's box if anything ever did, yes. I suspect.
Yes. So your prediction, which I think is certainly in line with what we see in the world around us, that explicitly Christian material, especially regarding sexual morality, will be banned from all the major platforms. And in the technological world that we live in today, that's almost like being ostracized. Like when John the Apostle was exiled to the island of Patmos, if you are not allowed to use Facebook or YouTube or Google, it will be like being exiled. You will be ostracized from the human race. And so we're certainly on that kind of a trajectory. To make matters worse, as though they're not bad enough, David, And I don't want to spoil your afternoon, but if there are Christian websites that host Christian videos, which there are, we're coming to the time where those Christian websites will not accept videos that explain that there's deliverance from homosexuality. On our website, we have something called the Superfluous List, and it's our superfluous list of Christian leaders going gay. And the list is rather stunning, and it shows people who are considered to be Christian, conservative leaders, pro-life leaders, who are not only tolerating, but affirming in different ways, and even supporting homosexuality. And the list is growing, and it's absolutely chilling. Do you have thoughts on this observation we've made that increasingly representatives of the church are tolerating or even supporting homosexuality?
A lot of people who have paraded as believers and as part of the church, but who really aren't. The Apostle John said they went out from us so that it might be seen that they were not really of us. Mm. They're being outed by this issue.
Mm. They're actually outed themselves. What a good point.
Yeah, in Franklin, Tennessee, where I've lived, there was a famous church that Carrie Underwood goes, the country western star. She goes to that church, and her pastor came out publicly as being pro-gay, as did Carrie Underwood. And so in ultra-conservative Franklin, Tennessee, it's happening. So it's certainly happening by the thousands.
Well,
all over
the magazine that was founded by Billy Graham, Christianity Today, published a very affirming article, and this was 7 years ago, of a very popular homosexual artist, musician, who came out and said that she was a lesbian. And it's one thing to do an interview with somebody who claims to be a Christian and says that they're homosexual. It's quite another thing to do a glowing interview and an affirming interview. So it's Christianity Today. It's so many pastors of megachurches. So many of the leading Christian worship singers have come out, you know, fully supportive of homosexuality. Jars of Clay, if you've heard of that group, their frontman Dan Hasseltine has even supported homosexual marriage. And the most conservative, so-called conservative Christian leaders are strongly supportive of homosexual rights and pretty much advocate the whole homosexual agenda.
Yes, it's very sad what's happening, but it's what Jesus said would happen. Mm. There was, you know, mm-hmm. the prophets indicated that in the last days there would be a great falling away. Mm. And we're seeing it happen before our very eyes. And basically, as you pointed out, we're going to lose our platforms even in Christian circles or the secular organizations that own the platforms that Christians lease. Mm. They're going to make sure we don't have a voice anymore. So
yeah.
The only saving grace in all of that is that Jesus said this was going to happen, but not to worry because he has overcome the world.
Yeah, that's true. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. And we can read the last pages of the Bible and see that he has the victory and therefore we have the victory. I have a few questions for you regarding the view of Christian leaders, what it should be regarding things like sexual sins. But before that, could we take a few minutes and you share with the audience the message of Such Were Some of You? Because there are people listening right now, undoubtedly, who are struggling with the sin of homosexuality. We urge them to go online right now and to watch your video, kgov.com/homosexuality. But before they even get to a computer, could you share the message of that video?
Yeah, Such Were Some of You is a two-hour documentary that includes testimonies from several dozen former homosexuals telling their story of what caused their confusion to begin with and it's often child sexual abuse or a failure to emotionally bond with same-sex parents. These are the most common causes for homosexual confusion. And then they talk about what the lifestyle was really like as opposed to how it's portrayed by the liberal media. And then they talk about how they came to Christ and then the healing that he's brought into their lives since coming to Christ. It's a very powerful documentary that you really can't argue with because it's personal testimonies of things that have really happened to people. Mm. We also have in that same video experts like Dr. Robert Gagnon, who's the world's top expert on biblical scholarship on the topic, Dr. Neil Anderson, Dr. Michael Brown, even Kay Arthur makes a brief appearance in the video. So it's a very powerful video that I recommend for everybody in the body of Christ to get equipped so that they understand the issue better, so that when they do come across gay loved ones or even strangers, they operate from knowledge and from grace and from love.
Dr. Michael Brown and I have discussed homosexual marriage on the air and something called homosexual marriage that was put out as an opinion of something called the Supreme Court. But obviously there's a court higher than the U.S. court, and God is the one who instituted marriage between a man and a woman, and people think they could redefine basic morality because they set aside what God has written in our hearts and engraved on stone in the Ten Commandments and wrote to us through the apostles and the prophets as inspired by the Holy Spirit. So we might raise our fist at God in the long war against him and say, we don't care what you say. We're going to define our own right and wrong. But the reality is that there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And sadly, the majority are on that path, the wide road to destruction.
Yes, what has actually happened in the culture since the 1970s is the educational system has been teaching postmodernism, that the reality is defined by what you choose to make it, and that there are no absolute moral imperatives at all, that all morality is relative, and that is filtered into the educational system. So now we have an entire population who really believes that reality is what they choose to believe it is. Mm. And they're going to have a rude awakening when the Lord appears in the air and says, what did you do with my word? What did you do with the fact that I died on a cross for you? Mm.
A few years back, as covered on the front page of Denver's local newspaper, in a sad statement from Focus on the Family, they had said that they would support a homosexual for a nomination confirmation on the U.S. Supreme Court. And so very few Christians publicly pushed back on that. We did. We're right up the street from Focus on the Family. We pushed back strongly, and thankfully, they did retract that statement. I don't know that it was wholeheartedly, but they retracted it. So some of us, I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, our entire elder board went down to Colorado Springs, and we met with, for over an hour, with some of their policy leaders at Focus, including their vice president, Tom Minnery. I don't know if you recognize that name. But
yes.
We asked them about Christian public policy regarding sex outside of marriage. And I'm wondering if we could take a few minutes to talk about this. I don't know. Many people in ministry to hurting human beings think about it from a personal relational perspective and often don't think about public policy. But we have noticed for 25 years now on the air, 5 days a week, this mutual exclusivity that homosexuality and Christianity are mutually exclusive in the public square. That if we are going to have legitimized, and that means to declare legally valid, if we're going to have legitimized homosexuality, then Christianity will no longer be tolerated in the public square. Your prediction about what's coming on YouTube seems to come from that perspective. Do you think there's validity to this observation that we have made, that we claim that in the public square, homosexuality and Christianity are mutually exclusive?
Absolutely. I would say homosexual behavior and Christianity are mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. The fact that somebody has homosexual temptations is not yet the sin. The sin is when you embrace them, either through immoral fantasy or behavior. That is when you cross the line from temptation to sin. And that is indeed mutually exclusive with the biblical mandate.
So
we walk in purity.
So when there is an open affirmation of homosexual behavior, that of course is so abhorrent to the Christian worldview that those who publicly express a Christian worldview will be shut down and they will be shut out. They won't only be marginalized. Increasingly, these things are being made illegal. Christians are being taken to court in record numbers. In fact, we have a webpage, Dr. Foster, and we're talking to Dr. David Kyle Foster, president of Mastering Life Ministries. Dr. Foster, we have a webpage, kgov.com/justbakeusacake. Just bake us a cake. And it lists all of the lawsuits against Christians, including Christian ministries, churches, because individuals and Christian groups and churches will not participate in affirming the homosexual lifestyle. And we put that in contrast to what we heard during the 80s and 90s. We just want to be left alone. We just want to be left alone. Oh, and by the way, you better bake us a cake and send us flowers and cancel your heterosexual dating services and college clubs and Boy Scouts and close down your NCAA college campuses unless they affirm homosexuality. And we want a parade, literally. We want you to provide security, literally. We want you to host our wedding, literally, even on your church property, literally. Each one of these are separate lawsuits. The mayor of a major American city, a lesbian, subpoenaed the transcripts of pastors' sermons to see if they were opposing homosexuality. And it's going on and on. So we see this in the public square today that increasingly Christians are being told to shut up, to comply, or it's going to cost you legally.
Yeah, I call this the new McCarthyism. What we have is a persecution in a supposed democracy with free speech and freedom of religion. We have this kind of censorship and punishment of anyone who doesn't toe the line of political correctness. This is nothing like the America that I grew up in. This is a frightening development. And biblically, I think it's pointing us to the days of the Antichrist when the spirit of Antichrist actually becomes personified in an individual.
Well, and it certainly could be that we could be approaching the end times. Part of me hopes that we are, but I also recognize in the last 2,000 years since the apostles that Christians who love the Lord and were looking for his appearing argued that it may be very soon that he's coming back. And we went through things like, well, World War II, for example, with tens of millions of people slaughtered, and a lot of it based on a hatred of the Jews, which all has strong biblical overtones. So I don't know that we're in the end times, but we may be, and certainly the things that are happening are in the spirit of Antichrist.
The question is no longer, are you now, or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? The question now is, are you now, or have you ever been a born-again Christian?
Yes.
And that's where we're headed.
Yeah, that's right. And the question about the communists, of course, was a valid question because the communists were in the process of slaughtering tens of millions of people. And so the culture, the left in America, they did not oppose the communists. They only opposed the anti-communists. And there were certainly many people who were suspected of participating with communism here in America that later on came out and said, oh, I was totally part of the communist effort in this country. So what's happening today has no basis whatsoever in morality. In fact, it's fundamentally wicked. Can I try to clarify your statement that it's not the temptation, it's when you embrace the temptation? Of course, in the Ten Commandments, and Jesus Christ affirming in the Sermon on the Mount, that if you covet, if you lust, if you have a desire in your heart that is wrong, that is a sin. However, you used an important word, embrace. If a temptation comes to someone's mind and they recognize that it's immoral, it's wrong, they ask God to help them to overcome any semblance of toying with that temptation, embracing it, as is explained in the book of James. You know, there's this anatomy of a sin where there's this idea, and then if you nurture it, then sin is born. Then it becomes a sin. Would you agree with that? For example, let me use a different topic. With the Roman Catholic crisis of their priest molesting children, that horror. If a man desires sexual activity with a child, and he has that in his heart, that he desires that, that is sinful. That lust, that covetousness is sin. But if he resists that temptation, that thought when it comes into his mind, then he is walking with the Lord and overcoming that sinful flesh that we all have.
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah. It's when you turn your heart toward the temptation and embrace it, whether through a mental fantasy or through actually acting out. That's when it becomes a sin.
Yes. And as a heterosexual man, if I am to embrace a temptation toward another woman, then that's where my sin begins. So then let me ask you this. If we could, we only have a little bit more time, but if we could take this a little further. We have often stated on Bob and Yurt Live that for 3,500 years of Judeo-Christian jurisprudence, our biblically based legal history, that adultery was criminal. It was not only sinful, but that it was actually criminal. Pornography, the idea of trafficking in human sexuality, was criminal, in that it is a modern humanist, antichrist, anti-biblical claim that it should be perfectly lawful to seduce your neighbor's wife, to pay people to have sex, to sell videos, to sell pornography. Would you agree with us where we have pointed out that these things were always criminal, and only in the recent past, the last half century, between Hollywood, the humanist, Hillary, and the homosexuals, all these behaviors have been declared legal, and that we as Christians should not concede and should not agree that seducing your neighbor's wife should be legal? I know that was a long statement, but do you have thoughts on that?
No, our legal document is the scriptures. Mm. So when the scripture says something is sin, it's sin, no matter what the society, no matter what the culture or our own government does.
Exactly right, Dr. Foster. But, you know, there is a difference between sin and crime. For example, laziness is a sin, but the police have no authority to come and arrest you if you sleep in the morning. So from Moses through Jesus Christ and the New Testament epistles, adultery was criminal. And in fact, we were just talking about a radio program from the 60s, Amos and Andy, and they had a skit on there. And in the skit, they were talking about the fact that if a man tries to seduce his neighbor's wife, that's a crime. You call the police. Today, if someone was trying to seduce your wife and you called the police, they would think that you were a lunatic.
That's right.
Yeah, and if you told that man he better stay away from your wife. If not, they'll come and arrest you for threatening the adulterer. And mm-hmm. so we urged Focus on the Family when we went down there. We asked them, do you guys think, as you seem to claim, that pornography should be legal, that adultery should be legal, that homosexuality should be legal? And they absolutely affirmed, as we had been documenting over the years, that they agree with all those H's I mentioned. Hollywood, the homosexuals, humanists, Hillary, they agree that all these behaviors should be legal and we only need to regulate them. And at that point, we realized that this is where the church has failed, when the church has compromised with the humanist claim that sex outside of marriage is legitimate, that it is legally valid.
It's a sad day when sin is no longer recognized as sin.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Foster, for joining us on Bob Benyert Live. Again, it's an honor to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That is Dr. David Kyle Foster. Come to our website, kgov.com/David Foster, and you'll find this program, and we'll embed Such Were Some of You. So this is Bob Benyert. May God bless you.